This is News and Notes. I'm Cheryl Corley. Farai Chidea is away. We'll get to our Black Literature series in just a minute. But first, we have more news about the brutal slangs that rocked Newark, New Jersey last weekend. On Saturday night, four college-bound teenagers who had been hanging out on a school playground were shot in the head. Three of the victims die, but one is alive, and according to Mayor Cory Booker, working with police to identify her attackers. Newark police say they've arrested a minor in connection with the case, and 31-year-old Jose Carranza turned himself into police shortly after the press conference this morning. We go now to NPR's Nancy Solomon, who's been covering the story. Nancy, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Cheryl.
Well, what can you tell us? You attended this press conference this morning. What can you tell us about those two suspects?
Well, they're not saying very much at all about the 15-year-old. Matter of fact, they've said nothing about him. Mm. And the 30-year-old, Jose Carranza, apparently he has a criminal history, and there's a current court case pending against him. And that is, they had started a huge manhunt this morning, but apparently he's turned himself in.
Mm-hmm. Do police believe this was gang-related at all?
They keep saying it's not. I think the execution style of the killings, the fact that it seems unlikely that these four young people had much of value with them that night in the park, it has a lot of people shaking their heads about how this could be a robbery. But the police and the mayor have been very clear that they do not think this is gang-related. They do not think it was a gang initiation, and they're so far sticking with that.
Do they have any motive at all?
No, they would not. If they do, they would not talk about it.
Mm-hmm. At this point, are they, as we're speaking now, are they looking for anyone else?
Yes. They say they believe there are more people involved. They didn't specify how many, but they say they're looking for more people.
And all of the victims were African American. Do police think race played any kind of role in this event at all?
Well, Mayor Cory Booker was very clear about this during the press conference, and he was asked directly about it. And, you know, it's believed that it was certainly one, but probably several of the men who were the perpetrators are Latino. And he was very clear that they do not believe there was a hate crime. They do not believe there was a racial motive. They're working very hard to try to diffuse any kind of tension that may come up around this. I thought it was really interesting that Mayor Booker addressed the Hispanic press corps at the press conference. He was very careful to make sure they were able to ask questions. He answered them in what he called his less than perfect Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's significant. I think he is working overtime to try to diffuse any possible tensions that could arise out of this.
Because Newark has had a history of tension, this kind of tension.
Yes, and the city is becoming a more Latino city, as most American cities are. It's a majority Black city, and so those tensions do arise.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Nancy.
Okay, you're welcome.
NPR's Nancy Solomon, who's been covering the schoolyard killings of three college students and the wounding of another in Newark, New Jersey.